From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A military resignation in France. France's military head has resigned after a clash with President Emmanuel Macron over budget cuts. The resignation has revealed the pressures already facing Macron's new government as he tries to balance the books while maintaining military commitments both at home and overseas. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Following his resignation Wednesday, General Pierre de Villiers said in a statement that proposed budget cuts this year meant he was unable to guarantee the protection of France. It's the first big test of authority for President Macron, says analyst Sophia Besch of the Centre for European Reform.
But it also shows, and I'm sure that's his intention, that he's serious about making cuts, about bringing the French economy up to speed with the European targets.
Macron wants close to $1 billion shaved from the 2017 defence budget to address the annual deficit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Macron has called on European allies to share the burden of counterterrorism operations in Africa. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops on Thursday in an ambush outside of Damascus, according to a report from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Wednesday, Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions targeting 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified that Iran was complying with a two-year international nuclear agreement. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. Lindsey Graham is not only a fellow United States senator, but a close friend as well.
So pray. I don't know. God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
Although infrequently struggling to convey his thoughts recently, Senator McCain displayed all his legendary feistiness just last week from the Senate floor.
This is disgraceful. If we're going to stay here to work, then let's get some work done.
Dr. David Reardon is a cancer expert at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts.
The tumor appears to have been fairly small, fairly superficially located, not in a critical functional area of the brain.
The family is reviewing the treatment options. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terrorist attacks in the world declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, although Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience serious setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016. Directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time, particularly in Iraq and in Syria. ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. has continued to designate Iran as the chief state sponsor of terrorism. Saudi state-run media is reporting that police in Saudi Arabia arrested a prince on Thursday on the order of King Salman after the prince was seen on video appearing to abuse several people. King Salman ordered the arrest and interrogation of Prince Saud bin Abdul Aziz. Now, that would be on Wednesday following a public outcry after the videos were posted on social media. In one video, a man can be seen sitting in a car bleeding while the prince can be heard yelling at the man for parking near his house. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.